This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Max Fried has been out of this world. The Yankees 7-0 when he takes the ball entering tonight. We'll make it 8-0. Fried entered tonight a 1.01 ERA and facing the team that drafted him in the first round back in 2012. And Fried, after striking out Fernando Tatis on the 94-mile-an-hour fastball to start the night, with two out, Manny Machado, a base hit to right. This is how Fried, though, capped the first inning against Jackson Merrill.
There's a pitch driven deep to left center field. You can hear the oohs and ahs. Belly getting after. He's on the track. And he makes the catch two steps before the fence. Fried had his hands on his knees and hoping. And his hope came true as Bellinger ran that baby down.
The defensive play of the game brought to you by J.P. McHale Pest Management, the official pest control of the New York Yankees. J.P. McHale, not just good, guaranteed. That running, excellent Bellinger play just started a clean, well-played thriller tonight. Back and forth. What a well-played baseball game tonight at the stadium. Dylan Cease, an easy 1-2-3 first inning. All of this was just a precursor. Fried responded, cruised through the second, two swinging strikeouts to polish off the inning. He had that sinker and fastball working it. He was blowing it by all the San Diego Padres tonight. So Cease and Fried, early stages, they were just trying to one-up each other. It seemed. Bottom of the third, the Yankees had their first chance. Jason Dominguez worked a full count walk against Cease, and Oswaldo Cabrera, a sinking line drive to right. He got robbed by a sliding Fernando Tatis Jr. But your beat B-Boss on a late two-strike swing, a catcher's interference call. So two on, one out, and Ben Rice fly to fairly deep center, and Aaron Judge up in a big spot, struck out to end the inning. It's funny because in the first inning when Cease got Judge, it was that nasty 90-mile-an-hour slider. In the third, not messing around, bearing down, dialed it up to 99 on the fastball. Top of the fourth, Fried still mowing him down per usual, including a nice glove flip ranging to his left off the mound and just nabbed Luis Arraez. But with two out and no one on in the fourth inning, Jackson Merrill, fresh off the IL last night, first pitch hunting, and Merrill, he's a special player.
It's Jackson Merrill, left-hand hitter. Swinging a drive deep right center field, all kinds of trouble. Judge going to watch it sail. 1-0 San Diego. That kid can hit. Wow. That's his fourth home run. 11th RBI, 1-0 San Diego.
Demolition off the back of the Yankee bullpen in front of the bleachers. The first earned run after that homer, the first earned run Fried's allowed since the third inning of the Kansas City start. That was 3 weeks ago. A stretch of 28 and a third. And the rest of the KC start, into the near no-hitter in Tampa, into the Blue Jays start, into the second start against the Rays, that masterpiece Friday here in the Bronx. Also, the first homer Fried's allowed in over 3 weeks. Well, Cease now with that narrow 1-0 lead, another three up, three down in the bottom of the fourth, highlighted by a Wells fly ball to deep right. He barely missed a game-tying home run. And in the fifth inning, Fried bailed out Aaron Judge with two out, nobody on. Martin Maldonado, that drive to pretty deep right field, a running play that Judge would make like 999 times out of 1,000. Well, it went into and out of his glove, the palm area, and Maldonado off second. Tatis, the base hit to left. Dominguez, a great throw home to make sure he didn't advance off third. And Arraez line to Judge, made amends by making that line drive catch in right field. Stranded first and third, and Fried bailed him out. So out of two-out trouble, the Yankees' bottom five couldn't cash in on a two-out, four-pitch walk. Cease losing the zone against Oswaldo Cabrera, but he wiped out B-Boss, that devastating slider. No-hitter working through five for Dylan Cease at the stadium. And Fried outside of the Merrill homer in the fourth inning, vintage Max Fried again tonight. Worked around the leadoff single by Machado in the sixth inning, a 1-2-3 seventh inning, three strikeouts across those last two innings alone, one on the 96-mile-an-hour sinker and two on the fastball, which was working tonight. 7 of the 8 strikeouts for Fried on the fastball. Nothing Fried did wrong tonight. 31 and two-thirds now of one earned run ball for Max Fried. But C's into the seventh just a little bit better. C's against the top of the Yankee order. Dominantly, 1-2-3 in the sixth inning. Overmatched Rice, overmatched Judge. He was just cruising along. Judge, for a third time, he struck him out. But one out into the seventh. See, still with the no-hitter intact. Cody Bellinger dug in behind 0-2 in the count. Here's today's electrifying drive of the game.
0-2 to Bellinger. See, steals. Pitch high drive right field. That baby's going to tie the game up. Going back, goodbye, second deck home run, Cody Bellinger. We got a 1-1 game here in the seventh.
Yeah, he turned around a 98-mile-an-hour fastball up to break up the no-hit bid and tie this game. The electrifying drive of the game brought to you by Audi. Experience the all-new, fully electric Audi Q6 e-tron at your local Tri-State Audi dealer today. No-hitter gone. Padres lead gone. Fried off the hook, as he should have been at that stage of the game. And Bellinger continues to bust out at the plate. And right after Cease bounced back and struck out Volpe on the slider, he got ahead of Dominguez 1-2. But Maldonado, his catcher, noticed that Cease grabbed his wrist area. Everyone came out, meeting on the mound. Some clear concern for Dylan Cease. And manager Mike Schilt not taking any chances there this early in the season. Pulled Cease out of the game. Jason Adam took over. 2-strike count. Froze Dominguez. We got a 1-1 game into the eighth inning. Ian Hamilton came on for the top of the San Diego order there. Didn't have it tonight. He walked Tatis. Arraez did ground to second with Tatis in motion, so up to second on the play. But with an open base, Hamilton walked Machado. 2 on, 1 out. Tie game in the eighth. Aaron Boone went to Luke Weaver for the dangerous Jackson Merrill, already with a homer on the game. Base it to left center. Padres with the lead in the eighth inning. Machado up to third with one away. And there were only cheers on that play because that hit dunked right as the Knicks game went final. They won both in Boston. They're back to the Garden. Up 2-0. A little multitasking going on at the stadium for good reason. Bogart's a sacrifice fly after that. After the Merrill base knock. 3-1 Padres into the bottom of the eighth inning. Like last night. Like a lot of times this year. Yankees needed a response right away. And they got it. Jason Adams still out there. Oswaldo Cabrera, the leadoff walk. Trent Grisham off the bench for a B-Boss, tying run at the plate, looking to do it to his former team again.
Pitching to the lefty, swinging Grisham. Here's the pitch. Swung on high, fly ball, right field. That's what we were looking for. Hey now! Trent Grisham ties this baby up in the eighth inning with a 2-run homer.
Two homers launched the second deck tonight when the Yankees so desperately needed them. And how about Trent Grisham? 10th homer of the year. He had 9 all of last year and second on this 3-game series against his old team. How dramatic. And we want to talk about drama. After Grisham tied it in the eighth, Weaver back out for the ninth. And Padres closer Robert Suarez in the bottom of the ninth, they traded 1-2-3 innings. So extra inning baseball in the Bronx. 3-3 entertaining rubber game. And Devin Williams, after a couple of nights ago, right back out there in a huge spot. The ghost runner Maldonado. So former Yankee farmhand Brandon Lockridge off the Padres bench to pinch run. Williams facing the top of the order. Easily disposed of Tatis on that trademark airbender, the changeup. Then Lockridge did steal third, so things got a little hairy. Williams followed walking Arraez. More hairy. Runners at the corners, one away. Williams to Machado, got him, buried him on the changeup. So two down, still Jackson Merrill to get through, though. A homer and the go-ahead single in the eighth on the day. Williams plunked him, loaded the bases. A painful moment for Merrill right near that elbow area. So it set up a showdown. Xander Bogaerts and Williams went from 1-2 to 3-2. No place to put him. Game on the line. Williams with all his struggles looking to bust through him. Here's our Wendy's Yankees turning point of the game.
And here we go. Williams is set. The 3-2 to Bogaerts. Runners take off. The pitch. Swing and a miss. He struck him out. Williams hops off the mound and a big ovation here at the stadium. What a moment for Devin Williams.
Oh, yeah. That is our Wendy's Yankees turning point of the game. Wendy's, the official hamburger of the New York Yankees. Tune into our flagship station, WFAN. Tomorrow between 10 a.m. and 11 a.m. to correctly identify the Wendy's Yankees turning point of the game. And you'll have a chance to win 4 Yankees tickets courtesy of Wendy's, the official hamburger of the New York Yankees. What a Devin Williams moment in the Bronx. Now make it 3 of 4 outings where he's looked like Devin Williams.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And getting out of a jam this time, as opposed to a couple of nights ago, could that be a turning point for him? So fired up, the emotions in front of a standing ovation at the stadium, a beautiful sight, setting up the bottom of the 10th inning. 3-3 game. What an entertaining game. And against a flame-throwing Jeremiah Estrada, Dominguez the Ghost Runner. Well, it was up to the bottom of the order here to get it done. Cabrera, we saw how frustrated he was not getting the bunt down last night. Beautiful bunt put down towards third. Sacrifice got Dominguez to third. And that set up J.C. Escarra off the bench. The ninth spot in the order, magic tonight. Grisham had tied it in the eighth, so J.C. Escarra, he had to come through right in the 10th inning. Pinch hitter, chance to win it for his first career walk-off.
2-2 pitch to Escarra. Game on the line right here. And the pitch. Swing on, hit down the left field line. That's plenty deep. Hayward will make the catch. Walking home is Dominguez, and the Yankees win this game. 4-3 and take the series from San Diego. Victory for the Yankees.
And the bottom of the order did come through in the 10th inning. The two pinch hitters came through tonight. A full team win, a walk-off win. And you want to go back to the pitcher's duel. You want to go back to Max Fried. You want to look at Weaver. You want to look at Williams with this moment. Anywhere you look, Cody Bellinger up and down the lineup. What a win for the Yankees tonight to bounce back and take this series 4-3, their first extra inning win of the season.